Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
We could just test the mics before we begin. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Is this a tasty volume? Is it good?
You have such a crispy, great, like, voice.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's, I'm not just saying it just to be like, oh my God, but for real, like, as soon as you came on, I was like, wow.
It's time.
It's like you're made for entertainment.
Lord. Is that a good? I hope it's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Is that going to secure the bag?
It's going to secure the bag.
I couldn't secure it on the show.
You couldn't? You did not win.
I tried so hard.
Okay, we're going to. Okay. I'm low key fangirling right now, but I'm trying to keep it cool.
I'm literally sweating, so fangirl away. Be comfortable.
No, I'm totally comfortable. Trust me, I could be way more awkward. Okay, let's introduce you because I have so many questions. Okay. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. And guess the fuck what? We have the one and only, the best, the Joker, the best gamer on the circle, Courtney Reva motherfucking Lucian.
Wow, an intro. You might have snapped.
I did that. I did that. That came straight from the heart.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes.
Honestly, thank you. The best player. Thank you. That's like.
No. That's why you're here. Because here's the thing. And I don't know if you saw and researched me. I don't do like celebrity or public figures. I do people that I feel like I could genuinely connect with. Mm-hmm. I saw you on the show. The way that you played that game, your personality, I was like, this is my friend.
Thank
he
you.
Doesn't know it yet, but this is my friend.
Thank you.
You are the best player because your strategy, yeah, even though you didn't win, but like, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched The Circle on Netflix, sorry, we just jumped into it. Courtney.
Just flushed your viewing just, shit yeah. down the toilet.
So if you go on Netflix, Courtney is on the season 2 of The Circle.
Yes, I am.
And anyone who knows me is, I'm fucking obsessed.
It's good, right?
It's so good.
I don't mean to like toot my own horn. I almost said something real extra.
Yeah.
But it's an entertaining show.
It's so good.
That's why
I was obsessed with season 1. Yeah, because you were obsessed with season 1. And I almost auditioned for season 2. But then I went through like a whole breakup. Mm. And I was like, I just wasn't like, because once I had to do the video.
You can't. They would have made sure we knew about the breakup. Yeah.
And it's a juicy breakup too, because my ex like cheated on me with his ex. Now they're engaged and she's pregnant.
They would have had someone on the cast that was pregnant.
Yeah.
They would have had someone.
They would have brought on my ex.
They would have did that.
Honestly.
As a catfish, and you would have never known, and y'all would have made it to the finals. Imagine. That's
really
good.
The trauma.
That would have been good. That's a really good storyline. Netflix, don't take that one.
The Circle. I auditioned for season 3.
Yeah.
So hopefully I get it. We'll see.
Do you have a good strategy?
I do.
What's the strategy?
I feel like it'd be really similar to yours.
Okay.
Here's the thing, because you are like, I think from both seasons, my favorite. Just, I think that you think ahead, but also you have such a likable personality. So it's like, because I know that you kind of have to be fake on the show.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean,
because
it's a popularity contest.
It is popularity. Like you everyone, as much as no one wants to be like considered fake, you have to. That's, you have to play the game. And so I feel like, but, you know, you don't have to be, for you, you didn't have to be totally fake because you were just generally yourself mixed in with the fucking strategy. Like, spoiler alert, you guys, he was the Joker. And the way you handle that was iconic. Like, I would have had anxiety if the joke, like, if that was given. I would have been like,
I had anxiety.
You did.
I had anxiety. I was terrified. This is something that you don't realize is, like, up until that point, I thought I had an ally in Ikar, who was Bryant. Mm-hmm. Blocked. Then I got real close with Savannah. She was the only person that I was really kind of speaking to.
Yeah, yeah.
And so really shocked when she got blocked. Mm-hmm. And so
that was definitely a shocker.
I was screaming in my
I was flat. So mad because I was really rooting for her too. I was like, fuck. Yeah. And also she's Filipino and I'm Filipino, so I think there was a part of me that was like, please.
Oh.
Yeah, I look Hispanic, I know. I get that all the time. You're like,
you're Filipino. I love that.
Yes.
No, I really do. Like, for real, for real. I love that. My boyfriend's Filipino.
Yeah. I love that. And my boyfriend's black.
Shut up.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
We're like alternate universe versions of each other.
That's what I'm saying. I watched The Circle and I was like, this.
Something about him.
I feel connected.
So Savannah left and I felt like I had no allies. So it's like this Joker thing is really a make it or break it kind of moment. And I wanted to do something that I felt like if I were at home watching this, I didn't want to be like, well, what they should have did was if my messy ass was on TV, this is what I would have did. Right. My messy ass was already on TV, so I'm going to do it. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Exactly. And messy queens.
The messy queens.
I would have been a messy queen for sure.
I feel like if you go on a reality situation, you can't go into it thinking about whether the world is going to like you or not. When I did it, I didn't even know it was going to be a worldwide premiere. I'm only thinking like, oh, America is going to think this of me. I really went into it being like, well, if they like me, they like me. And if they don't, well,
then whatever.
It's not like everyone likes me now anyway. So I really did go in just trying to be entertaining, strategic.
Right,
and give a little kiki moment.
Yeah,
here and there.
And win. Like, and win. Pay off that debt. I mean, well, that's for me. That's why I'm like, I need to pay off my debt. I'm like 19K in debt. I don't know why.
I'm trying to take care of my parents, girl.
That too. Shit.
I got sick and they older. Aww. I got to get them together. They need a retirement home.
Try out for season 3.
Like,
just
I want to buy them like a home on the beach. Like, can I come back?
Yeah.
can I try back? Again? Studio Lambert, I will come. Girl, let's discuss that. Let's work on that possibility.
That would be such a good, like, like, that would be a good twist.
Mid-game, I just come through catfish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A white blonde cheerleader.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hip, hip, hooray. Go team,
I don't
team,
know though. If I'd be a great catfish, but if they asked me to be one, I'd be like, all right.
Imagine if they said, like, that's the condition.
I'd be like, okay. I think I would pretend to be my roommate. Yeah. Because it's like, I know how he is, and I feel like, I don't know, I just...
What if y'all went in together and then they assigned you a catfish? Do y'all think that y'all could pull it off?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah? Y'all get along well and y'all have great chemistry?
Oh, for sure.
Oh.
We would fucking kill it. Yeah. I was like, we should do it. We should be a catfish. Yeah. 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 Ugh. Hey, Netflix.
Okay.
Let's make it happen.
If you got a good PR mind, that should have been.
That's what I said. I was like, yeah, yes. I was like, look, okay, good. I was like, I built my show from the ground up. I'm not an influencer. I'm not someone that's relevant to pop culture. Yeah. I use social media to gain a following and now I get paid to do this shit. You know what I mean? So because of social media and I was in PR, so I'm
you
just
know
saying,
how to make a situation I look good.
Yes.
And that is, that's
And that's
the hook.
What I said. That's what I said. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope they call you. I really, for real, I hope they call you because
I
would be like, oh, the PR girl, she gonna clean this right on up. Yeah. Yes, come on. Like, I already see myself being like,
I'd be like, okay, what's a PR way to handle this? Like, that would be my mindset.
That is the character. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm not trying to say, like, I should go on.
But Studio hopefully. Lambert.
We'll see.
Y'all know what to
Fingers
do.
Fingers crossed. Whatever. The universe.
If it's meant to be, it will be.
Yeah. And if I don't get it, it's fine.
And I don't think they're going off the air no time soon. I'm just going to manifest that. Circle is going to keep going on and on and on. So even if it's not the next one.
Because I'm sure, obviously you're in it. So after it premiered, like, what was that reaction like? Like, what, like, how did, because I'm sure your life changed.
Yes. In big ways and small ways.
Yeah.
I think I didn't tell anyone, like only like my mom knew and like certain friends that were in photos, they were like on a list and they were able to know.
Okay.
Other than that, no one knew. And I'm kind of like an introverted anyway. So no one knew. I just fell off the face of the earth.
Right.
And came back. So when the second one showed our faces, it seemed like everyone I had ever known ever was like
your neighbor from like.
It was like that one kid that like didn't like me that sat next to me in drama class in the 10th grade. It was like, holy shit, like, my wife is upset. Like, she saw you. And I was like,
it's a big, this is Netflix.
Like, it, like, still doesn't feel, it just feels like a thing I did, you know?
Right.
And it's weird to think of it that way, because while doing it, all I kept saying was like, bitch, I'm on TV. Bitch, I'm on TV. I can't wait for this to come out. And
right,
I'm
going
to do this. And then now it just feels like, damn, that was something I did.
Right.
And you're, but like, you're like, bitch, it's the circle.
It's the circle, yeah. Like, I mean, come on. Like, you thought about it the first season, like, because you, before you were on it, you thought like, oh my God, because first season was like a big deal, because
it's still a big deal.
It's still a big deal. I've rewatched it a couple times. I've even rewatched your season a couple times. I'm just saying, like, I'm because one day I'm manifesting to be in it, because I'm like, what would I do? Like, I'm already strategizing in my head.
I'm gonna tell you, this is what I did to get ready. You got to be ahead of the game. It's not,
that's why I loved you, Courtney. Just, this is why you're here.
It's not just season one and season two. Before I went in, I was over in the UK and we were isolated in quarantine. Mm. Season one and season two of the UK, knocked it out. Watch France and Brazil. I went in already. There's a reason why I think, in my opinion, the season was more strategic, is because we had the resources to see how the game had evolved. Season one was about the friendship, but over in the UK, it had already been.
Like, season whatever.
It was like, girl, off with her head, and girl, we going to do this strategy this way, and we just going. So that's how I went into it. Thinking,
so you were kind of prepared for, like.
I felt other people would be.
They weren't.
In the beginning, I thought they did, because they made sure to get.
I mean, everyone thought they had their, like, a really brilliant strategy, but because I think in the beginning, because I feel like here's your strategy from what I've just viewed.
Yeah.
In the beginning, you're not the most popular, but you're not the least liked. You're there. You're mingling. You're getting to know. You picked a photo where you looked so friendly, because that's like, you had the biggest, beautiful smile. Yeah. And like, that's going to radiate to people. You know what I mean? Versus like doing like a duck lip photo.
A picture I used to hate. Yeah. A picture I literally used to, like, I took it before work one morning.
Really?
And I was like, oh, I just washed my face. Oh, this looks good. And I just.
Well, it made you like
it's
almost win.
It's now the picture. Now it's you know, it's weird. Like, it's the picture. I didn't choose it before I went out there.
Oh,
I
literally, they chose it for you?
No, I sent them a whole bunch of pictures and I organized them into albums. But once I was in the flat and it was like, choose your picture, I was like,
I guess this one. Yeah, you went with your gut.
I went with my gut. That's it. I just like, oh, well, that doesn't look like I'm nosy. I just didn't want to come across as nosy.
Right. Exactly. Like, you want to come across as like, I'm cool. I'm friends with everyone.
I'm twerking.
Hashtag, I'm
when in doubt, twerk it out.
Yeah,
I make
exactly.
coffees. Maybe I might want to act. I live in LA. Right. Like, I just wanted to be like the Kiki girl.
Yeah. Which is like the best one, I think, because I think that's why also Chloe went far too. It's like, she had that similarity. So.
She's smart.
She was smart. Even though she acted like she wasn't smart. I was like, this girl's smart though. Like, I'm not falling for it. Everyone's probably, like, she's playing, like, the quirky, which makes great television.
And you know what? For me, on the inside, all I kept thinking was, well, Chloe's not going to think like that. Well, Chloe's not going to think like that. Chloe's not going to think like that. And Chloe's not going to think like that all the way. Because I kept saying, I'm in this alliance with her. And I'm like, she's not going to do, I really felt like she was never going to do anything to, like, cut my throat. Or like, I never felt that way.
You'd always so it was feel like, people's energy, even through, like, social media sometimes.
But I did think she was a catfish.
Really?
Up until Savannah came. When Savannah came and told me stuff, she was, like, there for, like, 25 minutes, firstly. I think I can say that. And she spilled a lot. And one of the main things was, I had a document on the wall that was, like, Chloe's a catfish. And all
Yeah. Wait, I think I do remember that. Yeah, and she was
like, no. She was, like, before the show, I just watched Too Hot to Handle. She was, like, how she's talking, that is that girl.
Her.
She was,
okay.
like. No. She was like, change that.
I love that Savannah went to you. Like, and just.
People were mad that she was telling me her tea.
But Savannah's fucking smart. Like, she knew.
Yeah.
Like, I am team Savannah. I'm team everyone. But the way that she played the game, too. And, like, that's why I was so upset that she left. Because I was like, no, this girl would have been really great if she kept going. But, you know. You just never know in this circle.
It's the name of the game. You know what I mean? Before you know it. You done said something and don't even realize that you said something before you know it, you at the bottom of the ratings and don't know how. Like, you are, like, legit. As the audience member, you're like, how could they do that? How could they say that? She's so, you already have your idea because you know them. You see what's going on.
Right.
We are in that apartment, like, you hear that? Yeah. 24/7.
The air conditioning? Oh, shit.
There ain't no sound effects.
There's no even producers even talking you through the mic. Like, hey, how's your day?
they pop in like, hey, girl. You good?
Okay, bye.
You good, hun? Like if my back is turned and an alert is on the screen.
Yeah. Oh shit. Like,
oh! Oh shit! Berserk, bitch! The fuck?
That is so I'm also like slightly deaf and sometimes a little like not slow. I don't want to say that slow, but sometimes I just like don't hear everything, you know? So I feel like that would be me. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, they were
like everyone's like, whoa, and I'm like, oh shit. Yeah.
Another alert right after the ratings. Shocker.
That is amazing. Yeah. Oh man.
It was an experience for
that
sure.
That is an experience. How long ago was that? Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, last fall.
Okay. Last fall. You were sitting on it for a while.
I thought, I think we all thought it was going to come out at the end of the year, like season one. Mm. And then they were like, girl.
Yeah, still got
to
edit.
Go back to work. Go back to work, girl, because it ain't that time yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last fall. It's already almost been a year, it seems like. Like September, we left.
End of
September.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. Well, you've done a million and one podcasts. Like it's like insane. You did Ashley Gavin's We're Having Gay Sex.
Yes.
I did PR for her. Fun really? Fact. Yeah.
She's great.
She's so really great. Nice and hilarious podcast. And great podcast. Like she's fucking great. So
she made me feel comfortable, which I really like.
Yeah, she's not like weird. Like she's not like makes you feel like she just is like a normal person.
That's what I appreciate. Don't make me feel weird. I'm already weird. I'm already fucking weird and I know like, I'm already like, you don't gotta be weird. I bring the weird enough for both people. So shout out to her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we like weird. You know what I mean?
I like weird.
But yeah, I love weird. But yeah, so I mean, I'm sure you're fucking done talking about the circle because you've done, how many interviews have you done?
Over 12, maybe? Over 12, 13? Yeah. Like, you know, I try to do two a day, one a day.
Sheesh. You know. Yeah, and I'm sure it's like all redundant, like shit. Like, oh, like what did you guys eat? You know what I mean?
How did we get the food? Are they watching you even when you sleep?
Yeah. If you guys want to know that type of stuff, listen to the other podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've answered a lot of things. FAQs all over the podcast circuit.
Yeah, but I have you here because, you know, who the fuck is Courtney? Like, I feel like, I don't know, people bitch. Have, like...
A broke-ass bitch.
So, broke boy therapy.
Yeah.
It's hard out here. It's hard out here. And I'm so happy that you're, like, honest about that because I think that people assume, like, okay, you're on this reality show. You have this many followers. Like, you could... Like, can I borrow money? You know what I mean? Like,
imagine having the, I mean, I would give it to know that I'm the bitch that'll give it, but you have to have it first.
Exactly.
And bitch, I don't have it or else I would give it.
Yeah. But I mean, I want to like dive into who you are. Like, where are you from? Mm-hmm. What, I know that you have a podcast. I know that like, you're also like, why did you move out to LA? I feel like I just want to get to know you. This is why I bring people on.
Okay.
It's like, yes, I want you to promote your stuff, but also, like, I genuinely just want to be your friend, and I want everyone to feel like they're your friend.
Okay.
Like, this is how the show works.
I love the show, first of all.
Thank you.
I'm the person that's, like, just get into the deep shit.
So, where are you from L.A.?
Hell no. Oh, my God, no.
Okay, because you don't strike me as someone from L.A.
No, I'm from, I moved here from the Poconos in Pennsylvania.
What?
So, like, I was born in Harlem in New York.
Okay.
And then as I grew up to be, like, a teenager, my parents moved to Pennsylvania. They moved me to Pennsylvania.
Oh, shit.
They were like, bitch, the hood. and their reasoning was, like, they just wanted, like, a safer life for me.
Right,
something
right.
different
right.
from what they knew. So, did the Poconos.
Right. What is the Poconos? I've never even heard of
that. The Poconos?
No.
Girl.
I'm from LA. I'm in a fucking bubble.
See, oh my God. Know? Listen.
Like the rest of the country, I'm just like, it's just flat land.
Oh my God. No. The Poconos
just,
is.
What is this?
The snowy Pocono Mountains. Okay, we are known for our hospitality, our hotels, and indoor water parks.
Oh, fine.
Great Wolf Lodge. Oh,
yes. We love it.
We love the Great Wolf
Lodge. We love it. So you hated it.
I fucking hated it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I got the fuck out of there real quick. Right. No, I stayed for a while. I did community college.
Okay.
Because I got into FITM.
I went to FITM.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, FITM wanted my coins that I didn't have.
FITM has my coins that I wish I didn't take a loan out for because now I'm in debt. That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to go in the circle. It's because FITM fucked me up.
Really?
Yeah.
But did you have a good time? Did you learn?
Not really. I was stressed all the time and didn't do that great in my projects.
I hear that.
Because it was just like, okay, like, get this done. And it was like, I had like a day and I didn't feel like I really like learned anything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I made like great friends, but it's, you know.
The school part wasn't, yeah, but like, it's like, fulfilling.
That's expensive ass friends. You know what I mean?
Like, Fidham said, right. Hands up, cash out. And I said, well.
Because I think we're told that, like, okay, like, you graduate high school. Now you have to pick a college to go to. And I was like, well, I don't want to be a nurse. Like, I don't want to, like, be a lawyer or a doctor. Like, I want to be a creative. But, like, they kind of sell you on this fact of, like, oh, even if you want to be creative, you know, we could offer these type of, like.
Expensive ass programs.
Right.
For a lot of fucking money.
And I just, like, I'm in debt. Brocal therapy.
Damn. Yeah. Well.
So I'm glad that you didn't go. What were you going to major in?
I think it was product development.
Okay.
I think it was product development.
Yeah.
Did that project and everything. Yeah. Anyway, my ass didn't go.
Yeah.
And then I wound up doing an internship for Disney. So I did the Disney College program.
Oh, wow.
Out in Florida, which was fun, but also kind of a hoe fest.
A hoe fest.
Yeah. That's what, like, do you mean? That's like the, no shade to Disney and I love y'all, but y'all college program is a mess. And y'all, if you know, you know. But it's just like a lot of young college gays. Majority.
Okay. And everyone's just.
Yeah. Like I literally was like going for marketing classes and they put me to work in the food area at Epcot. Like,
what?
Yeah, that's what they do. Like, whatever your specialty is, they have a class for you, girl. You can take some classes. But also you're going to work in this merch store. You're going to be outside selling a turkey leg.
You're just a part of the program.
You get paid a little. And then
I love that you're
doing. And then they take the money. Because, like, you live in Orlando. They put you up in the apartments.
Okay.
But you have to pay for the apartments out of your paycheck. So you get paid every week. And then, like, $100 out of your weekly paycheck goes to the apartment. And then it's like, so do I want to drink tonight with my friends or do I want to buy ramen from Walgreens on the corner? And so, like, I did that for like 7 months.
Right, right.
And then I was like, okay, I'm growing up now. I'm serious. I'm going to LA.
Oh my God. So anyone, don't do the Disney.
No, do the Disney College program.
Don't do it.
If you don't go to a 4-year, do the Disney College program.
I mean, unless you have money, then, like, you'll be fine, you know.
If you have money, oh my God, you'll be so fine. Right. If you don't have money, good luck. Good luck, bitch. Pick up an extra shift. Only 12 hours long.
Shit.
So I moved back from Orlando to Pennsylvania and I moved to LA, packed up a car. And
oh my God.
And I've been here ever since.
Yeah. And then before the circle, what were you doing?
I worked for a YouTube channel and I did a live celebrity talk show there.
I did see snippets. You do so well in that.
Talking, like, about people.
Just talking shit.
Just talking shit. Professionally now.
But yeah, but like you have the person. That's why I'm like baffled that you said that you were like an introvert. And I'm like, you're not an introvert.
Oh, I'm so introverted.
So you're like Beyonce, where you're like an introvert, but then when you're on stage, you deliver.
Yes. So like after this, I'm going to go home and like not talk to anyone for like 4 days. And like
I love that.
Like not open a DM.
That's
like
good for your mental health though.
Yeah. People think I'm like bitchy and like rude and avoidant. And I'm like, I got to protect my peace.
Like, no, it's a real thing.
People are fucking crazy. Like,
right.
Hell no.
So ever since you like, okay, so now you're on the show and like people, you know, I know I'm not trying to talk about the circle, but like the reactions, like, no, talk about it. Like all the reactions and obviously you're getting all this attention. Like, how has that been going? Like, I don't know how else to say it. Is it?
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
To the point where people are like, I like you and I think that you're cool. Why won't you hang out with me?
Aww.
And I'm like, because I don't believe that I'm cool. And I don't believe that you're being honest. So I'll get back to you in 4 weeks.
Oh my God.
So that's how that's going. Yeah. And that's just the truth. Is like everyone has been like, let's hang out. Let's go out.
And I'm sure it's so overwhelming, like going back to like mental health and stuff. Because, you know, like, and how you're saying that you need to just like be in a shell for a little bit. And especially I think right now is even just like so much more overwhelming. They're like, okay, I'm gonna do this podcast and then I'm gonna go hang out by myself. Cause I'm the same way too. Like I'm like, I need to like be in my room for a second, play a game on my phone for like a day or something. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like recharge, because it does something to you. So I can't even, and I'm not even on the level that you are right now.
It's a
like,
lot.
I'm like, it's my friends texting me. I'm like, I need a break.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine the world just being like DMing you, asking so much of you. And
I exhibit, you know, big turtle energy. I literally go into my shell and everyone's like, where is Courtney?
Right,
like,
right.
In the house. Like, like, I'm very grateful that as a new friend of mine, Savannah gets that. Like, so I've told her straight up when we got home, like,
yeah,
I really fucking like you. Don't be alarmed if I disappear for like 3 fucking weeks. Like, Lee gets it. Like, Lee literally calls
me. I want to talk about your guys' friendship. Okay, sorry. Oh, yeah. I don't know where circle, but I know.
So, and it just comes out. Sorry. Lee literally calls me knowing that I'm not going to answer the phone. Never call me unless you text me beforehand saying, hey, can I call you?
What's your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, total Taurus. Like vibes, energy. People like, are like, yeah.
I'm not the person you FaceTime randomly. Like, oh, I'm on the toilet. Let me FaceTime. Right. He's not going to fucking answer. Like, I'm the person that will immediately let it ring and then text you, hey, sorry I missed your call. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Lee calls me to say, hey, I know you're really busy. You don't have to call me back.
Aww.
I just wanted to say I love you and that I think that you're a superstar. Okay, bye.
I think, like, that's what, like,
I fucking love that.
That's what good friends are for, because they're just like, they respect your boundaries. Because it's all about having boundaries. It's all about just like, because when you... I'm sure, like, for me, like, I'm an empath, so I just, like, feel everything so intensely. So if I, like, I'm associated with somebody, I'm talking to somebody, like, I take on their energy. So when I just have all these people,
it's draining.
It's just, like, I need to, yeah. So, I mean, good for you to, like, knowing that about yourself and just being, like, yeah. I need to hide.
And, like, it comes with, like, a lot of apologizing. Mm. But I would rather apologize for just being myself than... see you one day, and then you're like, oh my God, Courtney was so great. He's like, we are real good friends.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you don't hear from me for like 3 weeks, and you like see me tweeting. You're like, what the fuck's up with him?
Right.
It's just way easier sometimes to just tweet.
And it's also,
is
just
that,
like,
weird?
It's not weird. And as you get older, like, everyone's like that. Like, how old are you?
I'm 29. I just turned
29. Okay, yeah, I'm 30. So, like, we're at that age now where it's just like, I'm sorry, we're not 21, just like trying to get like drunk as shit, have all this time to like give. You know what I mean? It's just like, we just. Retired.
I'm like, I'm drinking like a margarita out of a can now. Like, that's my version of a fucking party. I'm born on Cinco de Mayo. Any version of a margarita I can get, I'll take it. Now I'm 29, I'll take it in a can in the house.
Right.
Thanks.
Like, curtains closed.
With a rerun of me on.
Right.
Thanks.
Watching the circle.
What in the intergalactic flawlessness is this, honey? Sip. Like, yeah, I did that at the TV. Yeah, bitch, I did that.
How is it like watching yourself? I know I keep driving back to the circle.
No, it's fine. It's
I'm
fine.
Because really
I say I don't want
to
talk about it. And then I'm like, anyway, so when I was in the inner circle, I felt like.
It's just, it's on your mind.
It's on always your mind. It's my life now.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching it back was an experience because
I'm sure it's like you're watching the show with us because they're obviously editing it, and making it all. Mm-mm.
Are they? Yes.
Making it like reality TV, you know.
It's interesting because I edit my own YouTube videos, so like I'm used to knowing
making your choices. Yeah.
Watching the show is very much like, oh, well, why didn't they put that in? Or that sentence sounds kind of weird, or something that they made. Like me saying something, like thinking out loud.
Right,
they
right.
They made into me, like
saying something else.
Saying a definitive statement. It was like weird. I was like reading something on screen, like, I really like him. But in the context of the show, they made it, like I was saying, I really like him. But I was really reading something I had typed out that I wound up like erasing or something like that. It was weird.
Oh,
that's
my
the
God.
One thing that I was like, why did they do that? Because I remember being like, you know, I'm blind. I'm like,
they're just trying to be messy.
Him. Yeah, I'm like, they put that in us. Like, I was saying it like a definitive statement.
Oh my
Lauren
God.
Lauren Conrading my damn dialogue.
Like, the hell?
Kind of living for it, though.
Yeah, like, you're like, I kind of like
it. I kind of like it. Like, yeah, that finale dinner. I said, look at me, bitch. I'm Audrina. I feel like I'm on the hills, bitch.
I mean, you basically were, like, you know what I mean? I mean, to me, like, I feel like the circle is like, because I honestly wasn't into the hills as much.
I was obsessed.
Really?
Whitney Port, so extra. Whitney Port and her fucking husband, shout out to them. They literally react to one episode of the hills like every fucking week.
Yeah.
Obsessed. Shout out to Whitney Port. Literally, it's so good. So good.
I do love like the outfits, the early 2000s. It's so nostalgic. And I'm like, because I also went to Fidham like right after that too. So I feel like everyone tried to be like Lauren Conrad from the Hills. It
the
was like
bag, the big yes, tote,
the,
fi-
the big tote. Mm.
I had a hoodie and everything.
I'm so sorry.
I even visited this bitch twice.
It's okay.
You're I wasn't.
Yeah.
I said, you money. I said what?
You're like how much?
I said how many today?
Girl, I couldn't even afford it. I remember like always talking to the financial advisor being like, okay, what loan can I do? What am I able to do?
I was like,
I was desperate. I'm ready but for I a wish. Loan.
They were like, what credit? I said, you're right. Never mind.
Oh man. It's okay. We're broke, but we're happy.
We made it.
We made it. We're alive. We're here.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
So I have to talk about your relationships on the show.
Okay.
With River/Lee. Mm-hmm. I loved your guys. I love you, Lee. If you're watching this.
I love Lee.
I want to like squeeze him. I want to cuddle.
He will accept that squeeze.
I know he would.
He would accept that squeeze.
Like, I feel like he was definitely like my top favorite as well too. Yeah. Like I loved your guys' dynamic. I was a messy queen, a Team Kardashian. Like I was everything that you guys, I was there.
I felt
it.
Like we were like always on the same page. It was just very weird. Like we were just like always on the same page, like with everything. Like we knew without discussing that no matter what, we were going to work with Chloe until we couldn't. And we also were on the same page about there was like a point in the show that y'all did not see where we had a conversation with Chloe and we were like, no matter what, we're going to the finals. And Trevor, too. Like, we were like, and Trevor, too, because we wanted to make sure that she felt comfortable. Like,
I'm so happy. I mean, I'm sad that you lost, but
no,
I'm so
DeLisa
happy.
DeLisa deserved to win.
She deserved to win.
She deserved to
win. I cried. I literally cried.
She cried, too. I was like, I don't even know what I felt. I think I was, like, overwhelmed. I was like,
I want to cry right now because it was just like, man, I was just like, you, like,
it's okay.
I thought Trevor was going to be eliminated earlier. I was not, like, thinking she was going to win.
Had I not been so committed to the idea of who I wanted to go home, when it was time to go home, Trevor would have gone home. Because Lee definitely was, like, pushing that. Y'all just didn't see it as much. Mm. But Lee was, like, pushing that.
That's why I feel like the universe or God was definitely watching out for her.
Yeah.
Because there were so many times where, like, Trevor was supposed to go home.
It could have all blown the basketball question.
Yeah.
It could
like,
have
like,
all
that's what
been,
I'm saying. Like, I really think, like, something was, like, some God, you know, whatever.
It's that divine
something,
energy.
Something was, like, Trevor's going to win. Mm. And I, like, I'm just, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just so fine
and
with
did she
it.
Buy, you know? Did she bought a house?
She just had her baby.
And she had a baby. Oh,
do you
I'm
see?
Such a mush.
That's a happy ending. That's
that
a well-deserved
is.
Happy ending. And she played the hell out of the game.
She did.
She played the hell
and
out of the game.
And she was a black woman, too, which is even better because, I mean, let's say we black people should win. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So,
period.
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 So I'm so happy with it. I was crying. Do you remember? Were you there when I was he watched the finale with me when Suji was over. My roommate's in the audience, if you guys didn't catch. But yeah, so, oh my God, that was, again, so going back to you.
Okay, hey.
So you and Savannah.
That's my girl. That's my nabe.
Like, love that dynamic too. Like, till this day, you guys are friends.
Yeah, I just saw her. Like, last week? Aww. Last week. We just went to happy hour recently. She lives up the street from me.
Oh.
Not up the street, but like a couple streets away from me. We found that out.
You like guys were meant like, to be friends.
Yeah, people were like, why are you going so hard for Savannah? I'm like, she lives up the street from me. Like, she's not going to lie to me knowing that she's going to see my ass in the damn Whole Greens.
Right.
I mean, the Whole Foods Whole Greens. Whole Foods, like, it's not.
Right. Yeah.
If y'all only saw it all. Y'all only saw it all.
I wish.
There's a reason why I was riding with Miss Savannah. I think that had she not given me the information that she had, I would have been blocked.
Oh yeah, no, that I also definitely.
I thought I was gonna get blocked that first time.
Oh, really? The first round? Why? Maybe it's just the anxiety.
You just have a feeling. Yeah. Like, you're like, hold on. Because, like.
But you weren't even in the discussion to, like, get blocked.
I was. Oh, the you first were. One.
Maybe I'm not remembering.
It was the first one. It was like me, River, Chloe, and Ecar were in an at-risk chat that y'all didn't see because they had saved. The two influencers had saved someone. And I really thought I was going home on that one just because I felt like, from what I had seen on the show, I was like, I feel like people talk more. Mm. And I was like, I feel like if I'm not talking to nobody, I'm going to wind up getting blocked.
Yeah.
But I wound up staying, so.
Yeah. And getting what, like third place, bitch?
I'm a finalist.
A finalist. You pretty much won.
My goal was to, I said when I ran into the apartment, I jumped on the bed and I said, I can't wait to meet Michelle at the finals. Aww. And that's all I wanted to do. So mission accomplished. No Tom Cruise.
And you did that. You did that. Iconic. Maybe you guys will see me at season 3.
Girl, you better go in there and make they wigs twirl.
I will.
You cannot go on the circle. At this point, I don't want to see nobody on the circle going in.
How do I even know? Look, I mean, if they reach out, because either, you know.
They're going to email you.
Oh, they will?
If they're interested, they're going to email you.
Okay.
If they're really, really interested, they're going to email you more than once.
I just turned it in, so.
Oh, okay.
Like 2 days ago.
Give it some time.
Okay.
There was a point where I went months without hearing. I was like, okay. Well, that's it, girl.
I mean, they have hella videos to go through. So I'm sure.
Okay. They know. They know.
We'll manifest it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, back to you.
Back to me.
I love that we're like a circle. A crooked circle somehow. It just tries to go round, but it just.
It's a.
Yeah.
It's like a three.
Right. We're trying to make it a full circle. Okay, so you moved out here and you live in LA. How do you like LA?
It's cute.
You don't like it. How long have you been here?
No, I've been here almost 6 years.
Okay.
I've been here almost 6 years. I like it now that I've settled. Cause like when
it's hard to like just move here and try to fit in and.
Yeah. I don't think I fit in now even still, but I think I'm more comfortable in that. I think when I first moved out here, I thought it was going to be like, I have a lot of like, YouTuber friends where you see online that it's like everyone hanging out every night and those things happen but like, girl, we're almost 30, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like I thought it was gonna be 6 years ago, a little bit of it was that but then it kicked in real quick, like, bitch, if you are not here to do what you need to do, you will find every excuse in the world to want to move home versus just staying and doing what you need to do.
Exactly.
And I watched people sort of.
I've seen so many people just be like, just give up quickly because they're just like.
Because it didn't pop off the second you got here. And it's like, this is LA, girl.
Yeah.
You got to write your own story. And that is what I learned while living here. I also learned that on the show, not to go back to that. But I think that it's important that you treat yourself like the main character.
I agree with the main character syndrome too. People like give like a little bit of a backlash to that.
Yeah,
but
no,
I
fuck you. No, right. You're dumb as shit.
It's not like narcissism. No, it's not. It's really just being like, okay, like it honestly it kind of goes into like, I don't know if you're into like manifesting.
Oh yeah, that's like my whole, they should have showed that shit on the show. Right. They were showing me being a bitch instead of me literally putting manifest on the over the fucking oven. Right. I literally put that on the oven. Manifest. Yes.
Bitches. They just want like the juicy shit. You're like,
true. They literally were like, nope. They said, Courtney, you talking about sick dad? Nope. We're going to talk about instead. I'm like, great. Fantastic.
Oh my God. Thanks. I love that. Do people just make you do that like hand thing?
They try. I said, y'all have to pay for that on the cameo at this point because I think
for
that
sure.
It can be disrespectful depending on context.
Right. You know? Yeah. Okay. So, going back to...
Sorry. No, you're fine. I'm like a toddler. I just run off.
No, I'm the same way too. I'm like, oh, I want to... I feel like we are so limited on time that I want to talk about everything.
I know.
Because I'm like, okay, I want to talk about, like, the circle you, but I'm like, wait, but I also, like, want to get to know you. Like, I feel like I want you to be my friend. Is that weird to say?
No.
I want to be your friend.
We can be friends.
Okay, we're friends.
You got me out of the house.
Yeah.
At this point, we're friends. I'm out of the house for shit, so... Savannah has literally been outside of my house and I have been asleep. Like, we have, like, set up time and I've just been, I'm in the house.
You're like, I'm just
sorry,
chilling.
Girl, I was knocked out.
Right.
My bad.
No. I'm like, I just want to, like, hang out, get to know you. And I want everyone to get to know you.
I like that.
We like that. Okay, so you have a boyfriend. Because this is a dating relationship. We talk about dating, love, all that shit.
Yes.
So can we talk about...
We can talk about him in increments because he is not part of this. And people always try to involve him in this.
Oh, I'm sorry. This
is, no, you're fine. I just make it clear whenever I speak about him, it's always limited because the second people don't like me, it's they don't even give a fuck about harassing me. Mm. They like to harass him. And he has big boy job. He don't give a fuck about y'all. So
I don't
like him to be bothered with this.
No, 100%. Like, I mean, everyone knows that I have a boyfriend, but I haven't even, like, displayed who my boyfriend is.
I love that.
Because I'm like, and we're, like, in a very serious relationship. Like, I'm probably going to marry this guy. But I'm like, I value this relationship. So, and I talk about relationships and I'm willing to be open. But it's like.
You don't exploit.
I want to have a little bit of privacy and enjoy the moment. So I get that. And, like, especially if, like, your boyfriend's not. A part of this life.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck. he take the picture.
Oh my God.
Go off, babe.
You're like,
thanks.
And he said he's Filipino. Can I say that? And he said he's Filipino too?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So like, how is it like? Okay, because I mean, I love talking to people who date people who are Filipino. How is it like dating a Filipino? Like, does he cook for you? Like, how's the family dynamic?
He
like,
cooks. He's really close with his family. Him and his family are very, very, very close.
Oh, good.
They're like my family. We've been together a really long time.
Okay.
So they're like my family now. And he's like cool. He's cool. Like, you know what I mean?
Filipinos are really fucking cool.
He's legitimately my best friend. Like, aww. I'd get sick of everybody. Like, when I tell you I get sick of everybody. After like 6 hours, my social battery is drained, like empty. My boyfriend is the only person that I can spend all of my time with if I choose to do so.
Right, because like you could just sit there and just be quiet and never, and you don't have to try. That's how I feel with my boyfriend too. It's like, okay, like, because I made a rule for myself. Mm-hmm. I hang out with people once a week, nothing more than once a week.
Okay.
Like, I'm staying inside, I'm doing whatever, but that excludes him. Like, I could hang out with him every single, it just doesn't matter.
We just sit there and
Don't even have to talk.
We watch all the same shit now, and I'm forced him into my bullshit. Like, yeah. He actually requested to rewatch The Circle. I have seen it way more than I'd like to admit publicly. But we had to dissect that.
Yeah.
We together have only watched it like when it premiered. So we'd have to stay up till midnight and then watch the four, and like then he's got to get up and go to work. So he's like, I kind of want to watch it like with a clear mind.
Right.
You know, with like a glass of wine. He's like, I kind of want to see it for like enjoying it now.
Right.
I feel you. We'll rewatch.
Yeah. And what does he think about like your... I keep going back to The Circle.
No.
We're here because you're from The Circle.
Let me get my little drink on.
I know. Let me like... A little thirsty. It's hot in here. So what does he think about how you were portrayed on The Circle?
I think my boyfriend was like, well, duh. Because on my own platform, when I speak about reality TV, I always talk about what I would do or this kind of show should be made. Like, I love reality TV.
That's why you did so well. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what makes good reality TV?
My boyfriend was able to be like, to watch the show and be like, okay, well, I know why you did that. He said, bitch, because I know that as soon as they said this, I already know that you were like, boop, 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 boop. And I was like, yep. I said, so you already know. You already know what time it is.
So he wasn't even shocked.
He was not shocked at all. No one that knows me personally.
Because I don't think you were portrayed badly. I know that you probably
I don't think I was either.
You were not.
I think that there are some people take it too seriously because at the end of the day, it's a motherfucking show for entertainment that is edited. So to like really get your feelings hurt over a reality show on Netflix is a little bit immature.
Yeah.
But people that know me were like, bitch, like we have dreamed about you being on TV and that is exactly what we imagined.
You're made for TV. Like, I feel like you have such a bright future. Thank like you. Even beyond The Circle. Like, I don't think this is, I know it's scary. I'm sure it's you probably terrifying. Have anxiety because you're like, I feel like I, as you know, if you were on a reality show and you have like, okay, a really great season, but of course there's always gonna be a new season, whatever. So, because entertainment. It goes by quickly.
Of course.
But I feel like you have, like, such talent in front of the camera and just, you know, like, your personality. I truly feel like this is not the last. Like, we're going to see more of you.
I hope so. I think for me, if I had, like, a life.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A Real Housewives-esque kind of situation would be, like, ideal for me.
Right.
I'm not trying to compete and run and jump and mountains. And they, like, they keep saying, like, Courtney, you have to do the challenge. Bitch, where? Bitch, where? I was watching the challenge when I was, like, 12, 13.
Right, right.
I'm not going on no one's MTV and fighting with my good sis West that I done watched in front of the TV. No, that's a realm I won't enter, but I love them down.
Right.
Put me in something where I could sip a mimosa and call someone an asshole. Like, that's the type of situation.
Right, like a Wendy Williams, but, like, less controversial.
Yeah. Yeah. Just something chill. Let me talk about people.
No, like, you do, like, I watched something because I was doing some research. I was stalking you.
I love that.
Yeah, you have to do it. Yeah. And also, I was like, I want to see more of you, you know? So I, like, saw that you were doing some, like gossip stuff. And I was like, this fits, like, your vibe. I love
only
this for
you.
Only
from here up, a microphone, and
you're like,
Khloe Kardashian's face, let's talk about it. Like, yes. You know, that kind of stuff.
I'm actually low-key sad that Kardashian's is ending. Am
I
the only one?
I just watched that final episode. I'm not into the show per se, but I'm into the news.
I'm just into watching them be pretty. I know that's so superficial, it's just like they could just be like, shaking their salads and being like, Courtney, you're such a bitch. And they're just like shaking their salad.
I do fucking work.
And I'm just like, wow, they're so beautiful.
I want to meet them. I don't know why. I think, you know what it is? I think that I just want to sign the NDA. Because you can't even enter the gig until you sign an NDA at the door.
Yeah, exactly.
I want the front door to shut. And I want to know what's going on.
I need to know what's going on.
I don't even, like, want to tell nobody.
And
I
I'm
just
so mad that, like, they give no juice on the reality show. Nothing.
Everything is from their point of view.
Yeah.
Like, even in the news.
Everything is not. There's no point of view. Everything is just like, oh, my God, let's play volleyball.
We're here. We're talking about our family. We love our family.
Yeah.
Scott and Courtney. Tristan and Chloe.
Yeah. And they're
babies.
They try to make Tristan, like,
like, Tristan cheated on your ass multiple times, and you're still taking him back. Like, okay.
And they try to make Tristan likable on the show, and it's really weird to watch.
I need to sign the NDA and sit down with Chloe.
Yeah,
and her and I need to have a discussion.
I have this theory. We're getting into hot gossip. I just love to gossip about celebrities.
Oh, I'm here for it.
Yeah, especially the Kardashians.
I never thought I would know this much about them before I worked at my last job.
Oh, really?
I cared a little. Like, I know a little. Like, I watch the show off and on, you know, the marathons.
Yeah.
At my job, we talked about them every single day. They make news.
They're for sure.
Every single
Everything. Day. Everything. Because you know what? I'm the consumer and I will click on it. Because, like, here's the thing. Nothing in my job do I have to talk about the Kardashians, but yet I feel like I need to know everything. It's sick. I hate that.
Why? If it wasn't my job at the time, I don't think, it just was like something I would glaze by,
but there's
so many pieces and children.
They just fascinate me.
The outer circle, the Larsa and the Jordan of it all.
There's so much. I think what it is, it's like, it's me, like, just wanting to know the truth of who they really are, even though I'm not going to find it in the articles or in interviews. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's a weird fascination that, like, because I do have this, like, love and hate for them. Mm. Like, a part of me is just like, God, there's just so many things, like, y'all do wrong. But then there's, like, other part of me, it's like, but I can't look away.
Is there a part of you that, and this is speculation, not confirmation, where you feel like if you were them, you'll be like, well, fuck the world, because, bitch, I'm a Kardashian. Because I feel like if I were them, I would feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I may have said this completely wrong thing about plastic bottles, but, bitch, I tried. I tried, bitch, and I'm real fucking pretty, and buy this migraine medicine, and if you don't like it, bitch, I'm still rich. That's what I feel like if I were them, I would feel that way.
I think it's just, like, I would feel that way, too. Like, I feel like maybe sometimes I, like, try to do therapy on it, too, in my head. I'm like, why am I obsessed with this family? I'm like, okay, is it because I don't have a great family?
She said, hold on, let me look at myself.
Is it because my family is dysfunctional and I don't ever, like, to get deep, like, my family is just, you know, parents are divorced and mm-hmm. my sibling, we don't really, like, it's just, everyone's just kind of doing their own thing, you know what I mean? So
regular people shit.
Regular people shit. But then with them, I'm just like, wow, they're just so like united. Did I they're like not to, even, they're not even that united.
Are they united because of love, or are they united because they are the only people that they can trust?
That, for sure.
Who does a Kardashian trust? If Larsa Pippen is supposed to be the number one bitch you're supposed to trust, and that bitch went in the news and said, I was calling Kanye at 2 o'clock in the motherfucking morning, bitch, and that was supposed to be your number one bitch?
Yeah.
That's why they so close, because who the fuck else you could call and trust?
That's so true.
Outside the damn mansion, outside the estate, camp, whatever the
it's
fuck.
It's so true. No, you're right.
It's wild to me.
It's yeah, it's the money, it's the brand that they're trying to keep together, but I'm just like... I don't know.
Jordan Woods got out and got her money.
She glowing now.
Damn right. I know that's right.
She like, I'm just like, you don't need the Kardashians at all.
They played the shit out of her.
They did.
I made a lot of misstatements on that situation as a man.
Yeah.
There's a lot that I don't realize happens to women. Mm. And through talking to Savannah, I realized a while ago, I had further learned that it's scary being a fucking woman. I couldn't imagine having a drink. Well, I can imagine having a drink, girl. But I couldn't imagine having a drink, going to a party, and my sisters, my best friend's sister's boyfriend,
and not even
forces
just like,
a kiss on me.
Right, yeah.
And now I'm supposed to get in this motherfucking car where I am the godmother of my best friend's daughter, mm-hmm. and go and tell this family that is supposed to trust me for however many years, mm-hmm. whatever, and tell them that this is what happened. They're supposed to believe me, that he forced this kiss on me.
Yeah.
And they're all supposed to believe.
Because they're not going to believe her. Yeah. I'd be scared, too.
I didn't understand that initially. I was like, why she didn't take her ass home and just tell the damn family?
I feel like I'd be scared.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would have believed me. Mm. I don't know. Speculation.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw it back to like a year and a half of fucking go. That horse is so I know beaten, that. Girl. But that I just thinking about it as a
but
man.
Also,
I'm like,
it is true. Like, why can't you just be like, oh yeah, we just kiss and that's it. Like, I feel like that's the thing. It's like, it's beyond just the situation. There's probably more to the story.
I think there's a lot more than that.
And I always want to know what the real story is, but it's none of our business.
Today, until I sign that NDA and they tell me. Mm-hmm. I'm ready, Chrissy.
Oh, Courtney, I'm so glad you came. Kiki, we gossiped. We got to know you.
Kiki Gossip, Circle T.
Yes.
You got to know me.
And now we're friends.
Yeah. I drank water.
And you came here in an Uber. You Uber here. And that's far. And it was traffic because people are outside.
They are out. They said, bitch, we are vaxxed and waxed. Period.
Vaxxed and waxed.
That's what they said. They said it. We are out, girl.
Yeah. No. Like, panini what? Like, there's no panini anymore. It's just, it's 2019 again. You know what I mean? So that's, like, that's where we're at. 2020 never happened.
2020 never happened. Garbage year.
Yeah. But anyways, any last words on the circle, who you are, Courtney motherfucking Red the motherfucking Lucian? You're like, I'm a Taurus.
No. Be nice to your friends and always realize that even on the shitty days, better ones are ahead. So stick around so that you can experience them. Thanks.
We love it. And then everyone go watch The Circle season 2 because my friend Courtney, my new friend Courtney, is the best game player, in my opinion, on that show. So I want to know your guys' thoughts. Yes. And then follow me, Steffi Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. And maybe I'll be on season 3.
Maybe season 3, girl.
Mm-hmm. Let's manifest it.
Okay. PR.
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 All right, bye, guys.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl
therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.